弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
Good morning. 今天早上呢，要跟各位分享的正道的题目是合神心意的为人父母。
And this the topic that we will be going over this morning will be parenting God's way.
所以要我们来看神的话里面告诉我们怎么样来做父母。
So we want to look at God's word and see how we can be godly parents.
所以这一周呢，就在神的话语里面有很多花了很多的时间跟神的话交通，然后呢，在神的面前祷告。
So this week I spent a lot of time studying and reading God's word, and of course coming before God in prayer.
心里面当然是很兴奋，看见神的话语有带来许许多多的指示，有许许多多的安慰。
And of course, there's a lot of excitement and comfort as I study on this topic.
那有时候我们在神的话里面读到很切身的这个经文的时候，我们就觉得很振奋，我们觉得我们真的是从神那边得力量，我们可以去走神的路。
So a lot of times when we're studying a particular topic in God's word, and when we find something that we can learn from, we're very excited to follow His way.
所以今天早上到教会的这个路上呢
，So this morning on my way to church.
车子里面带了三个孩子。
In the car, I had three of my kids.
我们周日早上来教会的时候，一家人在车子里。
So usually in the morning, it's my whole family in the car.
我说的我们现在不是我们家，就是我们大家。
Oh, when I say all of us, not my own family, but everybody.
然后呢，通常呢，是一段很愉快、很和谐的时光呢。
And usually it's a very joyous and very bright time.
Is it a very enjoyable and a peaceful and happy time?还是说呢，大家在一起的时候呢，就是互相的斗嘴，然后争吵，然后呢，心情不愉快呢
？So is it a joyous and peaceful time, or is it a time of a lot of bickering and arguments?
很多时候是各半。
Sometimes it's half and half.
那今天早上呢，不例外。
This morning is no different.
在我们家的这个车子里面，一开始都很好。
In my family's car, everything seems fine.
后面坐了两个孩子。
That's my two kids in the back.
我一直在想要不要用他们的名字。
And I was thinking if I should use their names.
我这两个孩子呢，坐在后面，一开始他们很好，彼此在一起玩。
So my two children in the back, at first they started off very well. They're playing nice with each other.
但不到几分钟以后呢，其中一个人就说 stop it.
Then after a few minutes, one of them said stop it.
我心里面马上就知道要出问题了。
And then in my heart, I knew, oh, there's going to be a problem.
可是另外一个孩子好像不懂，就继续捣。
But then my other kid didn't seem to understand, so she kept going.
Kept messing with
the other one.
Yeah. 那另外一个孩子他就是 stop.
Then of course, the other kid continued to say stop.
可是 stop 完了以后又笑。
But then after saying stop, she still laughed.
所以我心又沉一截了。
Then my heart starts to get worried.
因为我说你说了 stop, 你在笑，你另外那个人一定不知道要停，一定继续笑，因为他觉得他在跟你玩。
Because this kid says stop, but then she still laughs, so the other kid will think that it's still a joke and it's still fun.
果然另外一个人就快要哭了。
Then of course one of my kids started to cry.
那我就想啊。
Then I thought to myself,
我要做一个合神心意的父亲。
I need to be a godly parent, a godly father.
今天的这个讲道里面的内容是什么
？So what is the content of the message today?
在这样的环境之下，我要怎么样用智慧、用神的心去带领、教导我的孩子
？Now under these circumstances, how am I to lead and teach my children?
所以我就很心平气和的。
So in a very peaceful and calm way.
然后我认为很有智慧的。
And I thought.With wisdom,
我就跟这个孩子说
，Then I told my kids,
当你的弟弟跟你说
，When your little brother tells you
stop
to stop,
那是什么意思
？What does that mean？
结果你知道他怎么回答我
？Do you know what this kid how this kid responded？
I don't know.
Because I don't know.
我说神啊，你要给我耐心。
Then I asked God for patience.
就这么简单的一个功课。
It's just a very simple homework.
当人跟你说停 stop 的时候，你就停就好了。
When someone tells you to stop, you should stop.
他要跟我说他不知道那什么意思。
Then of course this my child says to me, I don't know what that means.
所以接下来来教会的一路上十分钟就变成我在说教了。
So then later on, the rest of the 10 minutes on the way to church, it became a lesson.
那我跟他说，你看，本来好好的，现在我脾气也不好了，声音也大了，你干嘛呢？对不对？
See, at first everything was going well, but now you have now made me angry. So why put us in that situation?
我不知道今天早上那十几分钟在神的面前，我被打分数打几分。
Now I don't know how many points I scored with God this morning.
但是我只能说，神让我们在做父母这件事情上面，让我们看见是非常非常切身的一件事情。
But I can't say that God holds this very important on how we train and raise our kids.
今天太多人认为在圣经上面的教导是一种属灵的一种教导。
And a lot of times people think that what the Bible teaches about raising children is a spiritual lesson.
讲到的是天堂上面的事情。
It's talking about heavenly things.
讲到的是未来的事情。
It's talking about things that will occur in the future.
讲到的是不实际的事情。
It's talking of things that are not practical.
可是完全是错误的观念。
But of course, that is the wrong conversation.
我花了这么多时间，我们来准备要把神的话能够讲得明白。
So I spent a lot of time to unpack and explain God's word.
然后自己也认为从神里面有那么多的得着。
And I feel like I myself have gained a lot from studying God's word.
可是神就要借着今天早上的这段时间跟我说，这就是你每天每时每刻要学的功课。
Then this morning I learned that God is teaching me that this lesson is what I want you to learn daily.
神的话语宝贵的地方就是他喂养我们每日的生活，每时每刻都在喂养我们。
So what's precious about God's word is that it nourishes us daily at every moment.
属灵的生命是我们生命的实际。
The spiritual life that we live in is what is practical in real life.
神话语给我们的供应是我们每时每刻可以尝到的。
And we can taste the goodness of God's word daily in our life.
那我们今天题目是合神心意的父母。
Today's topic is parenting God's way.
但是呢，我要一开始的时候我就要说，在我们当中有些人你们不是父母。
But I have to say in the beginning is that there may be some of us that are not parents yet.
但是你们不要觉得说，因为我不是父母，今天可能这个讲到就跟我没有关系。
But don't feel that if you're not a parent yourself, then this topic does not relate to you.
虽然说神的话的确，今天我们要来看怎么做父母，但是神也要让我们看怎么样子我们可以为我们的父母祷告。
So even though God's word teaches us how to be good parents, but we can also learn how to pray for our parents.
当你看见神的话语描述一个合神心意的父母是怎么样子，你来看你的父母的时候，你要为他们祷告。
So when we learn from God's word on what it looks like to be a godly parent, then you can pray for your parents.
然后今天当我们来学习怎么样做讨神喜悦的父母的时候，
and as we learn how to be godly parents,
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习的榜样是神自己。
The example that we need to learn from is God Himself.
神是那完美父母的一个榜样。
God is the perfect parent.
所以虽然我们是在学做父母，但事实上我们今天愿意能够更学到的是神是怎么样的一位父母。
But even though we want to learn how to be godly parents, but we want to learn from God Himself how to be this a godly parent.
圣经上面告诉我们说，神是我们的什么？父神。
What does the Bible teach us about God? He is our heavenly Father.
圣经上说，基督徒是谁？神的什么？儿女。
And what does the Bible say who the believers are? God's children. 既然
是父跟儿女的关系，这不是就是讲到怎么样子做父母吗？
So if it's a relationship between the father and children, isn't that what we're talking about here? The relationship between parents and children?
所以让我们能够更认识我们的父神。
So we hope that we can know our Heavenly Father a little bit more.
让我们学习用神的标准来替我们的父母祷告。
to learn what the standard is from God, and so that we can pray for our parents.
然后呢, 我们用神给我们所设立的榜样和他坏的教导来学习怎么样自己做。
And so through the example that's given to us by our God and through His Word, we can learn how to be godly parents. Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天早上我们能够来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
And today, this morning, we can come to your temple to worship you.
主，我们心里是何等的喜乐。
Our hearts are filled with gladness.
我们能够张口借着诗歌来献上。
And we can use our mouth to and raise our voices, lift up our voices to sing hymns to you.
我们可以来到你话语的面前，借着圣灵的感动，主，我们能够向你学习。
And we can learn from your word through the moving of the Holy Spirit and learn from you.
求主你向我们说话。
And may you speak to us.
求主你开我们的心灵。
And may you open our spiritual eyes.
愿我们的生命呈现在你的面前，就是荣耀你的名。
So that when we live our, the life that we live, may bring you glory.
We
pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
秋美彤翻圣经,神的话到诗篇第127篇第三节。
Let us all turn our Bibles to Psalm 127, verse 3.
诗篇第127篇第三节。Psalm
127, verse 3.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。Behold,
children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward.
弟兄姐妹，这一节经文是今天讲到主题的一个中心。
Dear brothers and sisters, this passage is the main passage or key verse that this morning's message.
儿女是我们的神所赐给我们的产业.
Children are a heritage from the Lord.
儿女是神所赐给我们的赏赐.
Children are a heritage from the Lord.
在我们要去学怎么样做父母之前，我们需要先知道。 我们做父母的这个责任在哪里?
So before learning how to become a godly parent, we need to learn what is our responsibility as parents.
这个概念是会很大的影响我们怎么样子在带领儿女、教导儿女上面影响是很大的。
Now this concept, to understand this concept correctly, will impact or affect the way that we raise our children.
当我们在跟儿女说话的时候,
Now when we speak to our children,
或者说在跟他们沟通的时候,
or when we're communicating with our children,
我们有没有用过这样子的这种语词?
Do we say it in this manner? Do we communicate in this manner?
我们叫孩子听我们。
We request our children to listen to us. And they disobey.
但是我凭什么要听你的?
And they rebel and say, why do I have to listen to you?
我说因为我是你的父母。
Then you say, because I'm your parent.
那为什么父母就要听啊?
Well, then why do I have to listen to my parents?
那我们怎么讲?
What do we say?
你什么都是我给的。
Everything you have is given by me.
你吃的是我给的。
What you eat.
你用的是我给的。
The things that you use.
你穿的是我给的。
And what you wear is all from me.
你的生命都是我给的。
Even your life is from me.
因为你所有的一切都是属于我的，所以你得听我的。
Because everything that you have and own is from me, that's why you need to listen to me.
那当然你这样子讲，孩子没得回，对不对？
Of course, if you say it in this way, they have no other, they have no comeback.
可是聪明点的孩子呢，就说，
But those children that are brighter, a little bit brighter,
我又没有说我要被生，
They may respond, I didn't ask to be born.
那你怎么回呢？
Then how are you to respond to that?
的确啊。
It's true.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有一个观念,
now, dear brothers and sisters, we have an idea or concept.
一个人,他如果是我供应的, 他所有的一切都是从我这边得来的, 那他就欠我, 对不对?
If a person receives everything from me, then they owe me. So of course, children, everything that they have is from me. So of course, they owe me.
所以就算他不欠我呢，他至少要尊重我。
So even if they don't owe me, they at least have to respect me.
弟兄姐妹，很有意思的是，这个观念本身并没有错。
So this concept in itself is not incorrect.
问题是孩子的一切，包括他的生命，是你给的吗？
But the issue is it really everything that they own given by you? Is that a fact?
孩子的一切包括他们的生命是神所赐的。
Whatever the children have, including their life, is actually given by God.
不说孩子是你的。
Yes, of course, your children are belong to you.
可是你知道，在生命的这件事情上面，我们都只是参与。
But in regards to their life, you're only a participant.
神是那个发源者。
God is the source of life.
神是生命的发源者。
God is the source of life.
如果神不赐生命的话, 没有一个人可以有生命。
If God does not give life, no one can have life.
人能制造生命吗?
Can man create life?
我们有没有想过这个问题?
Have we ever asked ourselves that question?
孩子的生命是从父母来的，不错。
The life of children, of course, comes from the parents.
可是父母结合在一起，就一定有孩子吗？
But when two people come together, does it really mean that they'll have children?
我们知道答案是不一定的。
Of course, the answer is not necessarily.
这个生命的形成，生命的孕育，生命的成长，这不是人能够控制的。
The formation, the creation of life, and the growth of life is not something that's in the control of man.
儿女是耶和华神所赐给我们的产业。So
children are a heritage from our Lord God.
因为儿女是神所赐的。Because
children are given by God,
我们就发现当我们要去养育我们儿女的时候，我们不是只照着我们自己的意念去养育他们。
Then we realize as we're raising our children, we don't raise them up in our own way. Because this life is actually given by God, then I need to use God's way to raise them. If today God had no instruction on how to raise children,
那我们就尽我们的所能，尽我们的力量。
Then, of course, we would use our own ability, our own strength, our own way to raise children.
但是既然生命儿女是从神来的，而神又这么多的指示，这么多的带领，那我们是不是要去听神的话语呢？
But if our children and life has been given by God, and there's so many instruction regarding how to raise children in His Word, then we need to follow and learn from that.
这是一个观念上面非常非常基本的一个观念上面一个很不同的一个出发点。So
this is a very basic idea, but it's the start of
it's a very basic but fundamental principle and a perspective that we must have. 因为这个跟我们平常一般人的思想观念是不同的。
Because this differs from the way that we originally have thought or have our own ideas about.
这也就是为什么大家对于养育儿女这件事情都这么的看重。
Well, that is why the topic of raising children is so important in a lot of parents' eyes.
可是我们却最不喜欢别人告诉我们该怎么样去养育我们的儿女。
But we don't like what other people say or teach us about raising children.
再怎么样好的朋友。
However good of a friend may give you this
advice,
or a relative that's close to you, don't give anyone advice on how to raise their children. But you can probably bring it up as a topic. But don't change their way or their concept. Because you know when someone wants to change your way of doing things, you don't like it.
那谁说你教孩子的方式就是对的方式啊?
so, how can you say the way that you raise your children is actually correct? You don't know my circumstances. You don't know my children. And you don't know my environment. You don't know what various ways that I've already gone through to raise my children.
但是呢, 神的话, 如果有给我们教导养育儿女的原则的时候,
but when God's word teaches us the principles of how to raise children,
神不是说我用人的层面告诉你我认为什么样是最好的。
God doesn't use man's way to teach you how to raise children.
神不是说我的方式跟你的方式也许不同，但是你可以试试我的方式。
God doesn't say my way may be different from your way. Why don't you just try my way?
神说我是那创造生命的人。
God says I am the God that gives life.
神说我知道要怎么样子带领这个生命。
And God says, I know how to direct and raise this life. And you as parents are also ones that I love. Now on this topic of being a parent and raising children, I want you to experience me. So we can humbly come before His word and listen to what He has to say.
在养育儿女这件事情上面,
now, on the topic of raising children,
我们来看, 箴言第22章,
let us take a look at what God's word said is in Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, verse 6.
说教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
你知道，在箴言里面讲到教养孩童要走当行的道，这里所讲的教养，就是讲到用神的话来带领他们，教育他们，养育他们。
So what this verse is saying is to train up your child in the way that how God wants you to train up your child.
很有意思的就是神的话不是说养孩子。
So it's interesting that God doesn't say
just raise
raise your child.
神说你要去教养他。
It says specifically to train up your child.
神对父母的心意就是不但我们要供应他们生活上面的需要, 同时我们需要不断地去教导他们，我们需要去训练锻炼他们。
So God's word tells us not only to just nourish and feed your child and raise your child, but also to train up and to teach your children.
而我们在教养孩子的这件事情上面，我们是有一个方向感的。
And then the topic of raising your children, there is a direction.
孩子们有一个他们要走的道路。
There is a path that your children need to go on.
而他们要走的这个道路是要走合神心意的道路。
And this path needs to be a path that pleases the Lord.
他们需要认识神。
They need to know God.
他们需要认识神对生命真理上面的带领。
They need to know that God is the one that will lead them.
彼得弟兄刚刚祷告的时候说，主的话也是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Earlier, as we were praying, we said that God's word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet.
神的话同样是我们孩子脚前的灯，路上的光。
So God's word, and similarly, God's word is also a light unto our children's path.
我们不只是把我们自己认为最好的带给我们的孩子。
We don't just give them what we think is best for our children.
我们从我们的人生经验当中，我们希望能够给我们的孩子铺一条最顺遂、最成功的道路。
From our own experiences and our own accomplishments, we want to pave a path that is the best for our children.
可是这只是片面的，这只是人的阶层啊。
But that's only at a super or human level, at a human level.
神的路是最好的路。
God's path is the best path.
神的话是在生命当中那真正能够供应给我们的。
God's word is what can really provide for us.
所以我们要用神的话语带领我们的孩子, 让他们在他们的生命的道路上面, 他们知道怎么样子去行。
So we need to use God's word to train and teach our children so that they know the way that they should go.
然后神的话语就应许我们说, 如果我们是这样子的教养他们, 他们是走他们应当走的这条道路, 那当他们到了老, 他们也不会偏离。
So this is God's promise that if we do this and train up our child in the way that he should go, well, that is God's way, then when they get old, they will not depart from that way.
孩子的生命是神所赐的。
Now the life of children, your children, are what are given by God.
孩子来到我们的家中, 这是神的祝福。
As they enter into our family, that's a blessing from God.
神说你要用我的话语去教养他们。
God says, use my words to teach them.
让他们知道他们的生命该行的路是神的路，不是你我的路。
So they would know themselves that this way that is paid for them is God's way, it's not a way that you as parents have paid for them.
然后神应许我们，你把你的孩子带到神的路上，他到老他都不会偏离。
So God's promise says that when they are old, they won't depart from it.
我们把孩子 带到赐给他们生命的神的面前，这是我们能够赐给他们最好的。
So when we bring our children before our God, that is the best that we can give them.
我们来看旧约的申命记第六章。
Let us look at an Old Testament Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章六到九节。
Verse 6 to 9.
《申命记》第六章六到九节，耶和华神说：“我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤的教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，要戴在额头上面为经文，又要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。”
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
当摩西从神那里领受了神的诫命的时候,
when Moses received the commandments from God,
神将他的心意借着摩西传给所有的以色列人。
Through Moses, God gave his heart through these commandments.
神说我给了你这一切的律例典章是为了要让你们能够去遵守。
God said, the reason why I gave you these commandments is so that you can follow them.
第六章第一节，耶和华神吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章， 使你们要在过去能够得为业的地上能够去遵行啊，好叫你们的子子孙孙一生都能够敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，这是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
So going back in chapter 6, verse 1 says, now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land which you are going over to possess it. That you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's sons, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long.
然后第三节他说，以色列啊，你要听，要遵守遵行，谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福。
Then in verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey.
神，以色列人是被称为是神的子民。
Now the Israelites are called God's people.
是神的后裔。
It's God's descendant people.
是他的儿女。
God's children.
神要将他的心意能够向他们显明， 把他的话语借着律例典章传给他们，是因为他爱他们。
And because of his love for his people, he gave his commandments and his statutes and his rules so that they can know God's own heart.
他说我要将我的心意向你们呈现的明白，使你们能够去遵行啊。
It's because I want to reveal these commandments and statutes of my own heart so that they, you can follow them.
当你们了解我的心意，当你们遵守我的心意，你们就能够享福，你们就能够日子在世上得以长久。
And when you follow these statutes and rules, then you will be blessed, and then you will receive and enter into the land that has been promised to you.
在遵守神的话这件事情上面，就看出人对神的爱。
Now, when you obey God's word, then you can see that man's love towards God.
所以在这边的第五节，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
That's why in verse 5, you see, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
然后呢，我们刚读到的第六节，就是把今天所吩咐你一切的，你都要去记在心上，然后要殷勤的教导你的儿女。
That's why again in verse 6, we read, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们在养育儿女的这件事情上面，
Dear brothers and sisters, on the topic of raising children,
神要我们能够把他的心意带给我们的孩子。
God wants us to reveal His own heart to our children.
神不只是要我们把神的话，圣经里面的话带给我们的孩子。
God not only wants us to teach God's word to our children.
神要我们将我们对神的敬爱，生命上面的这样子一个呈现，让我们的孩子看见。
God wants us to be the example and show our faith and our devotion to Christ to our children.
圣经上面是不是说你要带你的孩子去教会？
Does the Bible tell you that you need to bring your children to church?
或者说你把你的孩子送到教会去？
Or just drop them off at church?
叫孩子去主日学圣经。
Bring your children to go to Sunday school.
叫他们礼拜六到团契里面学好好的做儿女。
And bring them to Saturday fellowship so that they can learn how to be good children. So that once they go home, they'll become good students and good children that obeys their parents.
可以有好的人格，不到外面交乱交朋友。
And they'll have good character and they won't make bad friends.
神的话语是不是说把他送到一个教会里面有好的牧师，好的这个辅导，所以可以带领你的孩子？
Does the Bible teach you that to bring your children to that where there is a good pastor so that they can lead them?
不是。
No.
我们很感谢神，在教会里面有这么多的弟兄姐妹可以来帮忙我们的孩子，带领我们的孩子。
Of course, we do thank all the leaders and the counselors that are in the church today that can lead and be good examples to our children.
可是你知道孩子的救恩，
But the responsibility, the salvation of your children, whose responsibility is that?
认识神的这条道路上面，要替他们负责任的是谁？
Who is held accountable for your children to come to know God?
我们都知道，我们说做基督徒，我们最大的一个使命，从主耶稣那边来的，就是我们要去传福音。
Of course, the great commission that we all know that we receive from our Lord is to share the gospel.
我们要将那些在罪恶当中受到罪恶的捆绑、沉沦、受到罪恶的折磨、生命没有盼望的人，我们要把神的福音要能够带到他们的生命里面。
We need to share the gospel to the people who are in darkness, who are bound in sin, so that they can enter into the light and receive salvation.
但是
But have we ever thought about that our children are also the people that we need to share the gospel with?
传福音就是带领人认识神。
Sharing the gospel just means leading people to know and follow Christ.
传福音就是让人看见你是一个有神的人。
Sharing the gospel is showing other people that you have God. So we need to lead our children before to God. It's not to just drop off or throw your children to someone else so someone else can lead them to God. So then when should we lead our children to God? What does the Bible say? When should we teach them God, commandments and statutes of God? Is it before coming to Sunday school?
是要来教会要接受考试之前吗?
Is it before taking a test?
我们教会不考试,
of course, we don't give tests here at church. It's not just during the times where you bring them to Sunday school. When you're at home, you need to use God's word to teach them. When you eat, when you have a meal together. When you work with them on their homework.
你问他们今天学校如何啊，工作情形如何啊。
When you ask them how was school today or how was work today, you need to use God's word to lead them.
他说行在路上躺下起来都要谈论。
So when you lie down, when you rise, at all times, you need to teach them God's word.
有的时候大家说圣经很严肃啊，神很严肃。
So sometimes you may say, wow, God's word is strict. He's not humorous.
但是我跟你讲,
but I'll tell you, God has a sense of humor.
人是神造的, 如果人都会幽默, 你说神怎么不会幽默?
So if men are created by God and man has a sense of humor, of course, then the Creator has a sense of humor.
He has the perfect humor, right? 他的这个幽默是最完美的。你看, 你看这句经文的时候，你就要说，神说你不论是坐着，你是走路，你是躺下，你是起来，那什么时候不要讲神的话？
So here, what we read is when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. So when is there a time when you don't use God's word to teach?
没有一个时刻。
So you need to teach them at all times.
我们要自己知道神的话，我们才能够带领我们的孩子啊。Well,
we ourselves need to be familiar with God's word in order to teach God's word to our children.
圣经这里面不是说一天到晚跟孩子说教。But
it's here, it doesn't say that you don't teach them all the time.
You're always instructing them, disciplining them. 和神的智慧,
what this is saying here is that you need to pass down the wisdom and the ways of the Lord to your children. We need to teach them what it means to trust in God. And in life, you will face difficulties and pain.
可是我们怎么样借着信心去信靠神?
But how are we to use our faith to trust in God?
我们怎么样在我们的生命当中看见，让孩子看见我们是尽心、尽意、尽力去爱主的？
So we need to show our children what it means to love our Lord with all of our whole being.
我们坐着、起来、走路、躺下，我们都要让孩子看到这个层面。
So when we sit in our house, when we walk, lie down, or when we rise, we need to show and be an example to our children.
也就是说，弟兄姐妹，在我们在孩子面前所呈现的一个父母的样式，是我们是属神的人。
So what we reveal to our children is the example of what we display in our of our faith in Christ in God.
当我们看见我们的孩子,
so when we look at our children,
当我们看见我们的孩子渐渐的长大,
and when we see them grow,
然后我们发现他们人格上面有缺陷,
and then we realize that they may have a flaw in their character,
然后我们看见他们的心怎么越来越远离神,
and we see that they are falling further and further from God.
And
we start seeing that they are disrespecting God. And we ask, why are they not reverent toward God?
The person that we should be upset about first is not the children.
So who do we need to be upset about is ourselves.
孩子们在神面前的那个生命的呈现, 只会比我们差, 不会比我们好。 The condition of the life that our children has before God can only be less than how good we are. It cannot be more. 所以孩子他们生命上面所表现出来的一些行为, 看他们一些生命的方向, 弟兄姐妹, 我们要先看我们自己。
So the outcome of our children's character and their behavior, we need to look at ourselves and ask why do they have those behaviors.
那当然不是所有的问题都出在我们身上。
But of course, not all the issues are from us.
但是很多是从我们身上反映出来的。
But a lot of it has to do with us as parents.
所以我们在神的面前我们要谦卑。
So we need to be humble before our God. And of course, we need to be able to confess our sins before God. But if we have a clear conscience before our Lord, then we know that there will be God's mercy and grace on our children. But we need to live out this life and be an example in our life to show who our trust and our faith is in.
时间的关系, 我很快地跟弟兄姐妹们分享一些很实际的, 神要求我们在孩子面前的带领, 什么样叫做教养, 教导他们。
Well, because of time, I'll just quickly go over some of these practical examples on raising children, what it means to raise children.
弟兄姐妹, 我们说我们要做一个合神心意的父母,
so when we say that we want to be godly parents,
我们的意思, 是说我们在做父母这件事情上面我们要合神的心意。
What that means is as we parent, we want to use God's way.
这个不是只是说我们怎么样去教养孩子。
This doesn't mean that how to teach them.
但是是我们要做怎么样的人。
But it means what type of person I need to be.
所以第一,我们要爱我们的孩子。
So the first thing is we need to love our children.
你说我当然爱孩子啊,谁不爱自己的孩子?
Then you may say, well, of course I love my children.
但是弟兄姐妹,
but the way that we express our love to them is will need to be how God expressed His love to us. And we say, of course, God loves man. And how did He love man?
神爱我们是用他牺牲的爱来爱我们,
and He used the sacrificial love to love us.
神因为爱我们,所以他降世成为人的样式,谦卑成人的样式。
Because He loved us, He came down as a man.
神来到了我们的环境当中,
and He came down as a man onto this earth,
成为我们的样式。
In the image of man.
所以圣经上面告诉我们说, 我们的大祭司不是一个不会体恤我们软弱的神。
So that's why in scripture it says that we do not have a high priest that doesn't know what we go through.
我碰见过一个, 小儿科医生,
I've met a pediatrician.
这个医生很年轻,
and he's very young.
他青少年时期的时候在我们教会聚会。
And when he was in his youth, he attended our fellowship.
我的孩子大概三四岁的时候，有一次在店里面碰见他。
when my children are about 3 or 4 years old, I bumped into him.
十几年没见了。
I haven't seen him for quite a while.
结果这位小儿科医生一看到我的孩子就要跟我孩子打招呼。
Of course, when he saw my children, he went to say hi.
他蹲下来到我的孩子面前跟我的孩子说话。
So he knelt down to talk to my children.
他到了我孩子的高度跟他们的眼睛是在这个平行的上面他们在沟通。So
he started communicating with my children at their level, at their height.
我心里面在那边想。So
I thought to myself,
真的是智慧啊。
Wow, that's wisdom.
我好像从来没有这样蹲下来跟我孩子讲话。
I've never knelt down to talk to my children that way.
我跟我孩子讲话都是这样讲话。
Usually when I speak to my children, I usually look down at them and speak to them.
然后讲话的时候通常不是带着笑容的。
And usually when I speak to them, I don't have a smile on my face.
你?
I usually point at them and demand from them.
不对。
Or say, oh, you're doing something wrong.
要改一改。
Correct yourself.
我们多少时候是走到孩子的层面，用跟孩子能够相同的层面，了解他们的情况，去跟他们说话呢？
How often do we come to their level and communicate at their level?
当神爱我们，向我们展示他的爱的时候，
So when God loved us and expressed his love to us,
他牺牲他自己的身份，
He sacrificed his identity.
他来到我们当中，
And he came to us,
所以他能够体恤我们的环境，
So he can understand what we go through.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们在跟我们孩子呈现我们爱的时候，
When we express our love to our children,
我们多少时候是用主观的来表现我们的爱， 还是说从他们的那个层面呢， 我们来展现我们的爱？
Do we only express our love from our perspective, or do we express our love at their level?
我们要向孩子所展现出来的爱，不要只是人的爱，是要是神的爱。
So when we express the love that we have for our children, don't do it in just at the man's level, but do it at God's level.
弟兄姐妹，我们越了解神给我们的爱，
So once we understand God's love more and more,
我们才能够越真正的去爱我们的孩子。
Then we can know how to love our children.
我们要怎么样去爱我们的孩子，还有另外一个很重要的层面，就是我们要有耐心。
So another way that we express our love to our children is we need to be patient.
哥林多前书13章第4节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14,
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。 Love is patient, love is kind.
Love is patient, love is kind. Wait, 1 Corinthians
是不是很熟啊？
Is that familiar?
我们都在结婚的时候用这段经文。
We often use this passage in weddings.
可是我们有没有想到，我们对孩子表现出爱的时候，我们是用耐心，是用温柔呈现出来的吗？
Have you ever thought about this? Do we often express our love in patience and kindness?
这世界上是谁最磨我们的耐心？
On this earth, who is the one that tests our patience?
孩子不是第一就是第二了。Children
must be either number one or number two.
另外一个当然就是我们过去几周讲的这个内容。Okay,
of course, the other may be the topic of discussion last time.
孩子是试验我们的耐心。Of
course, our children test our patience.
但是耐心
But patience is an expression of love.
弟兄姐妹，我们要在神的话语面前，我们要有一个反省。
So before God's word, we need to have a self-reflection.
神说你要爱你的孩子。
God says you need to love your children.
你说神我爱他。
And you say, of course, God, I love them.
那神说你怎么对他没耐心呢？
Then God may say, well, how come you don't have patience for that?
我们很聪明啊，我们说神啊，我爱是爱，就是没耐心。
Then we may say to God, well, I love them, but I don't have patience for them.
那神说你没有耐心，你就是没有爱。
Then God says, if you don't have patience, then that means you don't have love.
那我们只能说，原来我的爱是这么的一点点。
Then you can say, well, oh, my love for them is just only this much.
我们不要硬着景象跟神说，我是有爱啊，神啊，你不要说我没有爱。
don't argue with God and say that I do have love. We need to admit to God that I don't love enough. I don't know how to love them with God's love. That's why I don't have enough patience. That's why I don't have enough grace. When we truly start to love our children with God's love, then you'll realize then you'll have more and more patience. When you use God's love to love your children, you'll realize that you have more patience. Let your children experience and feel that you are patient with them. I'm actually afraid to ask my children. I already know the answer. Hey, do you think your daddy has patience?
Do
you think your mommy has patience? I actually want to ask my children that.
弟兄姐妹, 让我们至少在神的面前有这样的一颗心,
at least allow us to have that heart, that type of heart, an attitude.
对孩子没有耐心是一个不爱他们的一个表现。
Not having patience for our children is an expression of not loving them.
但是我们不要自责。
But don't be so self-criticizing.
We need
to come before God and ask God for His grace. God, please allow me to experience your love for me more so that I can use this love and express this type of love to my children. God loves you. Does God have patience?
我想我们都能够回答这个问题。
Of course, we all know the answer to that.
神对我太有耐心了。
God has a lot of patience for us.
那神都这样子对我有耐心, 我们有没有学到对孩子给孩子这样的一个耐心呢?
So if God is so patient with us, how can we not have that type of patience for our children?
第二是我们要教导, 我们要训练他。
Second is we need to train and teach our children.
我们刚刚已经提过了, 在 箴言22章, 我们在生命记第六章都讲到,
of course, we already mentioned this and read this in Proverbs and Deuteronomy.
我们对他们的教导, 对他们的训练需要用神的话, 不断地来教导训练他们。
And when we train and teach our children, we need to use the inspired word of God continually.
当我们跟孩子说, 你要学习说诚实话。
So when we teach our children, you need to tell the truth.
那他说为什么要说诚实话?
Then they may ask, why do I need to speak the truth?
因为我是你的父母, 你一定要跟我说诚实话。
Do you respond by saying, because I'm your parent, and you need to tell me the truth?
那小一点的时候, 可能还尊重你。
So when they're younger, they may respect you.
那大一点的时候, 他不尊重你了。
Of course, when they get older, they lose respect for you.
但是跟孩子说, 你要说诚实话。
But you teach your children, you need to tell the truth.
你要勇于认错。
And you need to admit that you're at fault.
你要学习愿意接受后果。
You need to be able to accept the consequences. But you need to be truthful.
为什么?
Why?
Because
God wants us to be truthful.
你年纪越大,
as you grow older and older, of course, then I can't tell when you're telling a lie.
我承认我有时候孩子说谎话,
so I have to admit that sometimes when my children tell a lie, I'm not able to tell.
我也没有那么多时间跟他们磨, 一定要把他们的这个底揭先出来。
And of course, I don't have the time to dig into what the truth is.
可是我跟他们说, 神看得见你的心啊。
But I teach them, God can see your heart.
你骗得了我, 你怎么骗得了神?
You can fool me and you can lie to me, but you can't fool God.
你要诚实, 因为你要对神诚实, 所以你自然对人诚实。
You want to be truthful because you want to be truthful to God, so then you're resulting you'll be want to be truthful to other people.
一个孩子会愿意对神负责, 对神诚实, 他自然可以对我诚实。
If a child knows how to be truthful to God, then they'll be truthful to me.
所以我们的教导, 我们的训练是要用神的话, 不断地带领他们。
So, to train and teach your child, you need to use God's word continuously.
第三,
third,
我们要做一个合神心意的父母,
So in order to be a godly parent, you need to lead your children. Leading your children. We don't just tell them what to do, but we need to use, be an example for them to lead them. Because it is a good thing to know God and to go to church. So if we don't set the example ourselves in showing that going to God, I mean going to church is good, then how will they know them? How will our children know?
你知道吗? 我们的一言一行都是在给孩子做榜样。
Did you know that everything that you do is setting an example before your children?
我们在家是不是要求孩子 这个不要跟我们撒谎，是不是？
Of course, at home, don't we request that our children not lie to us?
然后呢，我们去这个 Disneyland.
And then we go to Disneyland.
他说六岁以上的孩子要全票。
And it says that children above the age of 6 needs to pay full price.
然后你想，我的孩子昨天才过六岁啊。
Then you think to yourself, man, my kid just passed his 6th birthday yesterday.
他也没有 driver's license, 没人查他年纪啊。
And of course, he doesn't have a driver's license to prove his age.
你就跟售票员讲他是半价。Then
you tell the ticket, the ticket booth that, oh, he's half price.
你孩子几岁啊？
How old is your child?
还不到六岁。
He's not 6 yet.
那孩子在旁边看着呢。
Then of course, your child is looking at you.
所以原来有的时候是可以撒谎。
It just seems like there are certain circumstances you can tell a lie.
省钱的话就可以撒谎。
If you're saving money, then it's okay to lie.
有好处的时候可以撒谎。
Or if you have an advantage, then it's okay to lie.
榜样啊。
That's an example that you're setting before your children.
你要告诉他们，你昨天才过六岁，所以很高兴，今天可以付全票，你已经是大人了。
So you should explain to your child that, oh, we celebrate that you're not 6 years old, you can now pay full adult price.
不是我们教他，你已经不是小小孩了吗？你现在是大小孩，要学习负责任了吗？
Then you just teach them, hey, now that you're 6, you're growing older, then you need to start taking up responsibilities.
我们在生活上面，每一个我们要教导他们神的原则，我们都要在自己的生命当中要呈现给他们看。
So every principle that you want to teach your children, that is taught in God's word, you need to set that example in your life.
你要能够告诉你的孩子，你学我的榜样。
You need to tell your children that you need to learn from your example.
你绝对不要跟孩子说,
don't tell your children,
你听我的话,
you listen to what I say, but don't do as I do.
绝对不要.
Don't tell them that.
第四,
fourth,
你要鼓励你的孩子.
You need to encourage your child.
我们要鼓励我们的孩子。
Encourage your children.
不是只是在口头上面称赞他,
and not just to praise them with words.
我们要怎么样真正的去鼓励我们的孩子?
How do we truly encourage
our children? 我们要让我们的孩子能够感受到我们对他们的安慰和接纳.
You need to allow your children to express the comfort and the acceptance that you have for them.
当一个孩子成功的时候, 我们称赞他。
So when your child succeeds in something, you praise them.
可是当他们在受到失败的时候, 我们安慰他, 我们接纳他, 使他可以从失败当中走出来。
But when they fail, you need to be able to be there for them, to comfort them and encourage them so that they can learn from their failure.
这叫真正的鼓励。
That's true encouragement.
我们要怎么样的去鼓励我们的孩子呢?
Now, how are we to encourage our children?
当我们给他们挑战的时候, 我们不是把压力给他们, 我们要跟他们一起去接受挑战。
So, when they are facing a challenge, you don't demand certain things from them, but you face those challenges together.
我们一起与他们面对挑战, 我们能够一起跟他们胜过挑战。
So, together, you are facing these challenges and tackling these challenges and having victory over these challenges.
你的人, 你的时间, 你的爱, 你的关怀就成为他的鼓励。
Then your presence and your love and your comfort and your encouragement becomes their encouragement.
弟兄姐妹, 神是这样子鼓励我们的。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's how God encourages us.
神不只是说, 啊, 你做得不错。
He doesn't just say, oh, you did a good job.
神是不是无论什么样的环境, 是逆境也好, 是顺境也好, 他不断地在那边鼓励, 安慰, 接纳我们呢?
And He is continuously encouraging you and accepting you, whether when you're in your life's ups and downs.
但是神也不断地在我们的生命当中给我们挑战。
But of course, in our life, God always allows certain challenges.
因为他要我们成为更好的人。
Because He wants us to grow.
他要我们成为更有用的人。
He wants us to be useful.
他要让我们成为一个更能够讨神心意的人。
He wants us to be more and more people that pleases Him.
可是他从来不会把挑战放在我们的前面，然后就让我们单飞。
But He doesn't put a challenge before us and leaves us alone.
他永远在我们的身边与我们同行。
He's always there beside us, walking with us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们做父母可以向神学的。
That is something that we can learn as parents.
昨天我们家几个孩子有一个钢琴表演。
Yesterday, one of our children, my family, had a piano recital.
在表演的前一天呢，在家里面练琴。
Of course, the day before, they were practicing at home.
那当然，练琴练得很辛苦。
Of course, it was hard work as they were practicing.
然后有很多错误的地方。
And there are many mistakes that were made.
那妈妈就要跟他们讲，她错在哪里。
Of course, my wife, mom, told them where they were wrong, the mistakes that they had.
我也听得出错误在哪里，可是我不知道怎么样指正他们。
Of course, I can also hear those mistakes, but I don't know how to instruct them.
可是我们在那边给他们一些反应。
But I gave them feedback.
他们心里面蛮郁闷的。
And they were a little discouraged.
我练很多，我一直练，我的手指头就是不听话。
And they say I practice so much, but my fingers are not obeying me.
我想要弹得好，可是我就出错，我心里面我也很烦呐。那你要念我，我更不高兴了。
Well, I want to do a good job, and you keep nagging at me, of course, then I'm not happy.
可是我们跟他说, 今天你在练习, 你可以, 你出错, 我们要纠正你。
But we tell them that today, the mistake that you made, we need to correct you.
明天你去表演的时候, 你怎么弹就怎么样好, 你就继续弹, 你就照着你要弹的方式去弹就好了。
But tomorrow, during the performance, you just try your best, and whatever goes, goes.
结果第二天他们去表演的时候,
then the next day, as they went to the performance,
弹得都比前一天更好。
Of course, the way they played was better than when they were practicing.
可是还是有出错和忘记谱的时候。
Of course, there were times that they made mistakes, or that they made mistakes.
他们自己知道。
Of course, they know it themselves.
所以弹完了，赶快跑过来。
So after their performance, they run to us.
And
then he comes back and says, oh, I made a lot of mistakes. Of course, me and my wife, we didn't have any criticism for them. So as you're practicing, of course, then we would correct you.
你鼓起胆量在三四十个人面前不认识的人要弹一首琴，出点错有什么大不了的呢？
So it's not a big deal when you're during performance as you're performing in front of 30 or 40 people.
我要鼓励他,
I want to encourage them.
因为我想要他继续弹琴,
because I want them to continue to play the piano.
如果每次回来就被骂的话, 我跟他们下回不要弹琴了。
Of course, every time they make a mistake and I scold at them, of course, then they don't want to continue playing the piano.
第五,
and fifth,
我们要喜悦我们的孩子, 我们要花时间陪他们。
We need delight in our children and spend time with them. Do you know that God delights in His children? Because God delights in His children, that's why He's always with them. So in the Old Testament, as the Israelites came out of Egypt, there was a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire that was with them.
在那宝在这个约柜的宝座上面向他的子民显现，
and he revealed himself in the tabernacle,
因为他爱他们，
because he loved them.
对，他接受他子民的敬拜，
of course he accepts and receives the worship from his people.
他接受他子民读他的律法。
And he accepts the reading of his commandments.
可是他的子民聚集在一起欢乐的时候，他同样要在那里与他们同在。
But when they're joyful and they're gathered together, he wants to be there with them.
今天神与他的儿女同在。
Today, God is with his children.
主耶稣基督与我们同在。
Now, Lord Jesus is with us.
神赐圣灵居住在我们当中。
And he gives us Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
为什么神要在我们当中?
Why does God need to be among us?
With us? 因为他喜悦跟他所爱的孩子在一起。
Because he delights in his children that he loves.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟我们孩子在一起的时候，我们都在做什么？
So, dear brothers and sisters, what are we doing as parents when we're spending time with our children?
吃饭的时候在一起。
We're together when we have a meal.
他们做错事，我骂他的时候在一起。
Or when they make a mistake and when we're scolding them, we're with them.
还有什么时候在一起?
Are there any other times when we're with them?
他们玩的时候我们跟他们在一起。
How about when they're just having fun, playing?
他们在玩的时候我们是跟他们一起玩还是我们看着他们玩呢?
So as they're playing and having fun, are we having fun with them and playing with them or just looking at them from a distance?
你喜悦跟你孩子在一起的时间吗?
Do you delight in the time that you spend with your children?
我们要喜悦他，我们要花时间跟他们在一起。
We need to delight in our children and love spending time with them.
我有时候工作的时候在家里面。
And I used to work sometimes at home.
孩子回来以后就跑过来跟我讲话。
So when my children come back from school, they would run to me and want to talk to me.
而且我们家孩子多，所以不是一个孩子。
So of course, I have a lot of children.
两个孩子，三个孩子。
Sometimes it's two or three children.
然后有的时候他们是吵架，问题要我解决。
And sometimes they want me to to resolve an issue that.
有的时候是肚子饿，然后呢。
Sometimes it's being hungry.
让我拿东西吃。
And I need to prepare food for them.
我也想跟他们说，我现在没时间。
And I love to tell them I don't have time right now.
做事做到一半。
I'm in the middle of something.
我等一下有空再跟你们吧。
And I tell them later when I have time.
我现在学习非常非常的小心说这句话。
But now I learn to be very cautious when I to say that I'm in the middle of something.
因为很容易一下子九点半了，他们要睡觉了，我都还没时间。
Because it's easily 9:30 already in the evening, and they need to be ready for bed, and I still didn't have take the time.
过了一天，过了两天，孩子回来，爸爸，你不是跟我说你要这个那个，怎么还没有？
Then after a few days, they even come to me. Didn't you promise this? Promise us this?
我知道时间久了，他们就不会来找我了。
Then I know after time goes on, eventually they won't come to me anymore.
因为反正爸爸没有时间。
Because they know that dad never has the time.
我是做正事。
Well, I'm doing something very serious.
我是做对家庭对他们好的事情。
I'm doing something that is good for the family and good for them.
可是对他们来讲，反正我是没时间。
But to them, it's always just daddy doesn't have time.
他们会了解我喜欢跟他们在一起吗？
Will they understand and see that I delight in them or I like spending time with them?
我需要花时间跟他们坐下来玩。
I need to spend time to sit down and have fun with them.
我需要花时间跟他们去骑车，去爬树。
I need to spend the time to ride bikes with them or climb up trees.
他们人渐渐长大了以后，我需要花时间去跟他们谈心。
And as they grow, I need to have a heart-to-heart conversation with them.
我需要让他们知道我是喜悦他们的。
I need to let them know that I delight in them.
第六。 我们要管教他。
And six is we need to discipline our children.
箴言13章跟希伯来书12章里面都说到， 神管教他所爱的。
We know in Proverbs and Hebrews both teaches us that God disciplines those that he loves.
你真正的爱你的孩子，你就需要去指责他，你就要指出他的错误，纠正他的错误，使他走回正道。
So if you love your child, you would want to discipline them and correct them so that they would walk on the correct path.
一个从来不受到管教的孩子是一个没有被爱的孩子。
A child that has never been disciplined is a child that has never been loved.
因为他的人格的发展上面一定会不健全。
Because the development of his character will be incomplete.
因为人都是自然的受到罪和老我的控制。
Because any man is, a human is always controlled or bound by their old self.
但是我们对他们的管教永远不是出于我们的脾气。
But the way that we discipline our children is never out of anger.
而是出于神话语的指示。
It is out of the instruction from God's word.
你想想看神管不管教我们。
Then you can think to yourself, does God discipline us?
神当然管教我们因为他爱我们。
Of course, God disciplines us because he loves us.
可是神是发脾气动怒的让我们害怕他的这样管教我们吗？
But does God discipline us in a way where he shows his wrath so that we're fearful of him?
不是。
No.
当孩子接受我们管教的时候他不是要怕我们的脾气。
When our children receive our discipline, it's not that they are fearful of us.
他要在我们对他们的管教当中看见我们的爱。
They need to be able to see that the discipline that we give them is out of our love.
你不是只是说打在什么、打什么打在肉痛疼在心里什么、我打你你肉痛可是我心痛。
So, when you spank your child, you may tell them that it may hurt your flesh, but it actually hurts my heart more.
不是只是讲而已啊。
It's not just saying that with words.
你真的要让他们看见你之所以要纠正他、管教他是因为你对他的爱。
But you need to allow them to see that the reason why you're correcting them and disciplining them is because you love them.
我们家有一个孩子从小大概幼稚园的时候在学校就常惹麻烦。
So, one of the children in my family, when they were in kindergarten, they always get into trouble at school.
她是一个精力旺盛的孩子。
She's full of energy. She or he. Or, one of them.
她是一个精力旺盛的孩子。她是一个很勇于尝试新的东西，是一个冲刺的人。She is someone who's just full of energy and willing to try new things, and she doesn't know how to stop. Okay. 但是因为如此呢，所以呢，她跟人沟通的时候喜欢用拳头。
So because she is that way, a lot of times she communicates with her fists.
所以很多时候学校就要写小条子回来。
So a lot of times the schools will give she'll come back with a school note.
你的学生今天打人了。
This student hit someone.
那我们就要去跟老师交通。
Then of course there's a teacher-parent conference.
怎么样子教导这样的一个孩子啊？
Well, how are we to discipline this type of the children?
我们花了各式各样的方式去教导。
And we use multiple ways.
可能中间也做了很多错误的决定。
And there may be some, wrong decisions that were made.
我们发现为了要纠正他的这个行为，我们好像遏制了他的一个个性上面的发展。In order to correct this behavior of hers, we felt that we have completely snuffed out, the personality that she has. 可是上周，他有一天回来很高兴，手上拿着一张小纸条。
But last week, she came home with a note from school again.
这是四年之后的事情。
This is, of course, 4 years later.
她给我看，很高兴。她说：“爸爸，你看我有这张纸条。”
She came home very happy, and she wanted to show us this note.
那老师在上面写一句话。
The teacher wrote something.
她说：“她在班上面做同学的榜样。”
And the note said she is a great example to her classmates.
然后全班的榜样。
She's a good example for the whole class.
然后我就跟他说，我说很好。
Then I said to her, wow, that's great.
然后我说, 你看你这个人,
then I told her, see, you're character,
you're such a person.
You're always being nagged by your parents.
然后呢,
and you always think you're doing something wrong. And actually, now that in school, you've become a good example.
就这个,你看,我这个做爸爸实在太差劲了,对不对?可是我的孩子怎么跟我说?
So, what did my, what did this child say to me?
他说,因为你跟妈妈教我很多东西。
So she says, because you and mommy taught me a lot of things.
他说,因为你们教我很多东西。
So she said, because you have taught me many things.
所以她不觉得我们在家里面的纠正是让她觉得是难受的。
So she doesn't feel that the discipline and the rebukes that we have for them is something that she feels bad about.
她今天可以受到老师的称赞，因为她在家里面有学到。
And today she can have that praise from her teacher is because she's learned those lessons at home.
这不是让我觉得自己教导很有方的一个好像很自豪的得意的地方。
Of course, this is not to boast that I'm doing anything particularly right.
我是很感恩的。
I'm very thankful.
我们做的不对。
If we've done anything wrong,
可是我们愿意去学习,
but we're willing to learn from that.
只是说我们要管教我们的孩子，因为我们爱他，所以我们学着去管教他。
So because God's word says that to love your child, you need to discipline them, so we will discipline our children.
所以老师的那张纸条是神给我们的安慰和鼓励。
So that note from the school, from the teacher, was an encouragement to us.
好,第七项,最后一项。
And the seventh point,
没有在这个投影上面,但是很重要,我想要跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
Well, it's not in the PowerPoint slide, but I wanted to bring this up.
我们要做一个合神心意的父母,我们要学习向孩子认错。
In order to be a godly parent, we need to learn to ask for forgiveness from our children.
这件事情上面我们不需要跟神学。
And this thing, we don't need to learn from our God.
因为神作为我们的父母,
because God, as the perfect parent, would never do anything wrong.
可是我们不是神。
But we are not God.
我们是人。
We are men.
神要我们学习认罪。
But God wants us to learn to ask for forgiveness.
神要我们作为神的儿女要学习彼此认罪啊。
And God wants His children to learn how to ask for forgiveness from each other.
弟兄姐妹, 你要你的孩子成为神的儿女吗?
So dear brothers, do you want your children to become God's children?
如果你的孩子是神的儿女, 他就是你的弟兄姐妹。
So if your children becomes a child of God, he will become your brother or sister.
我们从来就是只有指责孩子, 叫他向我们认错的。
So we usually just ask them to
apologize to us.
But have our children learned to from us on how to ask for forgiveness?
当我们伤害到孩子，当我们做错事情的时候,
when we've hurt our children or we've done something wrong,
我们要去跟我们的孩子说对不起。
We need to ask for them to forgive us.
我也是一个不完美的人。
I'm also an imperfect person.
可是我还是爱你。
But I still love you.
你愿不愿意原谅我?
Will you be able to accept my apology and forgive me?
我们要学习向孩子认错，我们要学习原谅他们，他们才能够学习认错，他们才能够学习原谅。So
we need to ask for forgiveness ourselves. They can learn from us, so then they can learn how to ask for forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹，很多要学的。Dear
brothers, there's a lot to learn.
很多我们今天听到就说，哦，我都做错了。
There might be a lot of things that we've heard today, and you may think that, oh, I've done it all wrong. Some may think, my children are already grown, it's too late. But, dear brothers and sisters, that's not the case.
人从来不要求我们要时光倒流去纠正我们以前的错误。
God doesn't demand of us to go back in time to correct our mistakes.
神唯一要求的就是今天你知道了神的真理，我们要怎么样将我们所学习到的
God's only request is that based on what you know today, will you be able to obey it with the days coming forward? Now we admit that we are lacking. And we admit, of course, we will continue to make mistakes. But we have this heart. Lord, because your word will teach us, I'm willing to obey.
求主你的